This is one of those times when I wish this were TV and not radio. But by now, you must have heard about the Get Out the Vote TV ad by the Young Socialists of Catalonia, Spain. This is John Mill, and if you saw the ad, you remember it shows a young, attractive woman checking in at the poll for this month's regional elections and getting sexually excited as she inserts her ballot in the box. Well, the ad got both liberals and conservatives in Spain all hot and bothered. Conservatives called the ad an attack on the dignity of women. Liberals thought it was disrespectful. Nobody in politics or government thought it was funny or clever. Me? Well, I was offended. All 7 times that I watched the video, I confess I developed a sudden urge to come out and vote. If only the candidates in the U.S. inspired that kind of passion. No, in the U.S. we get attack ads and Puritan non-witches. I wonder which of us, Spain or the U.S., has the more advanced civilization. Maybe if we had ads like that in the U.S., it would cure our erectile dysfunction. But be that as it may, I'm not sure what the demeaning part was. The fact that women have orgasms too? Or would the ad have been more effective if the main character was a man getting excited instead of just creepy? Remember, the ad was produced by the Young Socialists of Catalonia. Well, next thing you know, these socialists will want orgasms for everybody. But seriously, if you thought the ad was offensive, you're probably not offended by bombing countries that were never attacked by yours, torture, Ponzi schemes, insider trading, warrantless wiretapping, using drones to kill people half a world away from the safety of your office in the U.S., destroying the environment for profit, tens of millions of people without health care, and so on. Well, back to the ad. Frankly, I think her orgasm was faked. I mean, I've worked at a polling station several times, and I never saw a woman come close to an orgasm. But I wonder, if she was faking it, would that be considered voter fraud? This is John Mill. All together now.